This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Ramadan Mubarak, MashaAllah. Hope you all well. Alhamdulillah. We begin by thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and praising Him and glorifying Him for granting us this opportunity once again. And as we mentioned yesterday in the Jumu'ah, we won't go through all the virtues of Ramadan and just that we made that dua. One thing to make us feel comfortable, good, is that we made that dua, Ya Allah, barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban. وَبَلِّغْنَا رَمَضَانَ Oh Allah, bless us in Rajab and Sha'ban and grant us to reach Ramadan. Allah already accepted our dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose us to be here. You know, when the Hajis get their name on the accredited list, they are so happy. Allah called me. The same for Ramadan. Allah had accepted that you and I will achieve at least one night of Ramadan. We hope for the entirety of Ramadan. Ameen. And we have to obviously always we remember that there are those who did not make it this year. And we ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pardons them and blesses them in the qabr. Ameen. And this Ramadan, alhamdulillah, 1446, 2025. Alhamdulillah, we've got our team of Huffaz led by Hafidh Wafiq and Zunaid. And we've got two newcomers, Hafidh Uthman and Fawaz. And mashallah, we make dua that Allah grants them strength and assist them. And mashallah, we've got an army of Bilals. Mashallah. Alhamdulillah, the Bilal factory is here at Burano. Alhamdulillah, we're very fortunate to have such a strong team of Bilals and supporting us throughout the month. Alhamdulillah. As I mentioned, Ramadan is this special opportunity. And we, instead of mentioning all the virtues of Ramadan, the one thing that I take is we have a job to do in this dunya, to get to Jannah. That's our job. And no matter how far behind you are in terms of your scales of goodness or sin, nobody is out of the race when you have Ramadan in your hands. Ramadan is 30 days where a person that is in the depths of Jahannam may attain Jannatul Firdaus. Literally, that is what Ramadan offers. And I'm going to do, on top of my series, I'm going to do a little, each evening, a pro-Ramadan tip. Just a one-minute tip that to help you make the most of the month of Ramadan. So tonight's pro tip. This is the time to make your niyyah sincere of what I want to achieve in this Ramadan. Niyyah is not just, I'm going to fast tomorrow. Niyyah is, Ya Allah, I'm going to achieve Laylatul Qadr this year. We know you get the reward for the niyyah. The niyyah is, Ya Allah, I'm going to recite how many khatams. Or I'm going to make every night tahajjud. Or every day I'm going to give 1 rand, 5 rand, 10 rand in charity. Whatever that niyyah is, you make it now, and Allah rewards you for that niyyah, whether you achieve it or not. So the pro tip tonight to make the most of your Ramadan, set your objective. What do you want to achieve from this Ramadan? And make that promise between yourself and Allah. And we make dua that we get there and may Allah accept from us. Ameen. Obviously, additional to the most important is the fasting and the taraweeh. And then somewhere on the list of priorities is we have a short nasiha and bayan. And we try to obviously mention a lecture that will benefit the audience, those who wish to listen. I know it's very late in terms of when we fast and we break our fast, and so we try to make the lectures as enjoyable as possible. This year, inshallah, our series is on the Anbiya. We will go through the stories of the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And why it's important to do a series on the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the reasons is we all like stories. You know, we like the bayan to be light and easy and enjoyable, and so the stories are always welcome. But more than that is, remember, belief in the Anbiya is one of the pillars of Iman. You cannot be a Muslim if you do not believe in Nabi Isa or in Nabi Nuh alayhi salam. So you have to know who the Anbiyas are and you have to believe in them. Also, this month being the month of the Quran, it is mentioned that more than one third of the Quran is just stories of the Anbiya. There's more about the stories of the Anbiya than the Afiq rulings about hijab and eating halal. There's only one of two, three ayat about the rules of certain things, but you'd find the stories of the Anbiya appearing all over the show in the Quran. And so if you know the stories of all the Anbiya, if you take it, you know what, this month I want to get to know who the Anbiya were, get to know these stories, you would know about one third of the Quran. Inshallah, that is a great opportunity. And the fact that Allah has narrated these stories for us tells us they are great lessons in in them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that in their stories are an ibrah. These are not fairy tales, but it is a lesson for a people who want to reflect. And a tafsil of everything, meaning you will find in their stories an answer to the troubles you have. You will find in the stories problems between parents and children and siblings. You will find marriage issues. You would find fear and love and hope and sorrow. All these things in the stories of the Anbiya. Allah says to the Rabbi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and to us, وَكَذَلِكَ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ رُوحًا مِّنْ أَمْرِنَا. And thus we have revealed to you an inspiration from our command. Allah says to the Rabbi, مَا كُنْتَ تَدَرِي مَا الْكِتَابِ. You did not know what is the kitab, the book. وَلَا الْإِيمَانِ. And you did not know what is revelation and what is iman and faith. وَلَكِنْ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُورًا نَهْدِي بِهِ. But we have now made you a Nabi. We have given you revelation so that you may guide whom we want of our servants with this. And this is the Sirat of Mustaqim. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has selected special people to carry this message. So now, today is an introduction. We will start with, inshallah, Nabi Adam tomorrow. But let's ask some technical questions. Saturday, it's easy. We can think a little, we can ask a bit of the technical questions. So the first thing is, the series are the series of the Anbiya. And the correct translation should be the prophets of Allah, not the messengers of Allah. Right? Anbiya, a Nabi is a prophet. A Rasul is a messenger. So who are the prophets and what's the difference between a Nabi and a Rasul? Firstly, what do we mean by a prophet? You find so many people call themselves prophets so and so. What is a prophet? You know, who is a prophet? And of course, it's a prophet with a PH, not with an if, right? Not prophet with money. We're talking who are the prophets? Allah says, وَلَقَدَ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا. That we send to every ummah a messenger. أَنِ اعْبُدُ اللَّهِ. That they should worship Allah, وَاجْتَنِبُوا الطَّاغُوتِ, and they should avoid partners with Allah or false deities. فَمِنْ مَنْ هَدَى اللَّهِ. And some people are guided by Allah, and some, they are misguided, they are left to be misguided, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, حَقَّتْ عَلَيْهِ الضَّلَالَةِ, that it is justified that they are misguidance. Subhanallah, since the beginning of time, men have sat back, and the greatest of philosophers and thinkers have thought, why are we here? What is our purpose? Did someone put us here, or are we an accident? Is there a purpose to my life? Am I put here for a reason to achieve something, or do I come and go as I please and my life means nothing? And when I die, and those who have died, think of our parents and grandparents, if they have passed from Allah grant with Jannah, where are they now? Are they alive? Are they in some place, or have they disappeared? These great, huge questions that science cannot answer, that no technology can answer, it is the people of religion that try to answer these great, huge questions. And so for us who believe in, as Allah says in the Quran, يؤمنون بالغيب. The first thing that is the definition of a believer, you believe in the metaphysical, you believe in something beyond what I can see and touch and hear. That there is a creator and there is a purpose to my life. But how do I know what is beyond the unknown? Our religion teaches us that Allah would not create and leave us blindly. Allah will choose people that will come with guidance and help mankind on the path to whatever it is that we are meant to do. And these special people that Allah has selected and who He communicates with, these are called the Anbiya, the prophets. A prophet is somebody who Allah has given revelation. A Nabi, Naba'a, means to give over a message. That he is somebody who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala communicates with. Allah communicates with them. And they therefore are an appointed ambassador of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this is the highest, you know, subhanallah lillahi ta'ala, we can't give any analogies. But think about this. A king does not just communicate with anybody. A king has a special channel of communication. How much so much the Lord of the universe. Now everyone communicates to Allah and worships Him, but Allah only communicates and to a select few. And those special people who received revelation from Allah, those are the prophets. And then of course we have the Rusul. Allah says, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا. So Allah says that they were not a single people that they were not, that accepted Allah sent them a messenger. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رَسُولًا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ مِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَصَصْنَا عَلَيْكَ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ لَمْ نَقْصُصْ عَلَيْكَ. That every nation received a messenger. Allah did not leave any tribe in the Amazon jungle, or tribe in the middle of the Sahara desert, or a tribe in Australia, the Aborigines, except that Allah sent them a guide, a warner, a teacher. And Allah says, so there are so many that I've sent. Some of them, I've told you the stories of these many, many thousands of anbiya that I've sent. Some of them, qasasna alaik. Some of them, I told you their stories. And some of them, I haven't told you their stories. And therefore, it's the fact that Allah selected amongst all of them 25 by name in the Quran, and their stories are narrated, some in more detail than others. There's a reason why Allah chose them to appear in the final revelation. So, the Sahaba asked the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, how many prophets were there? How many people were there that Allah spoke to? That Allah had given a revelation? That Allah communicated with? How many were there? And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, 124,000. There are 124,000 Anbiya across the history of time. Every place and location. Some nations receive more than one. Surah Yasin. Three Anbiya. Allah doesn't mention their names. We don't know their names. But in Surah Yasin, if you read Surah Yasin, فَعَزَّزْنَا بِثَالِثٍ فَقَالُوا And so we sent the city two Nabis. The people rejected them, so we sent the third Nabi, three Anbiya. So one city had three Nabis operating at the same time. But we don't know their names. We don't know the city, we don't know the names. But the Prophet says 124,000 were sent from Nabi Adam until him. Then the Sahaba Abu Dar asked, Ya Rasulullah, how many of them were Rusul, messengers? So now we already see there's a difference between Anbiya, prophets, and Rusul, messengers. The Prophet ﷺ said, of the 124,000, 313 were messengers. 313 of the Anbiya were Rusul, were messengers. And so we get to see already now that there is an elite group of Anbiya. So amongst those that Allah had given the revelation, 313 of them are elite. And in this hadith, the Nabi ﷺ calls this number a good number. And subhanAllah, it's just a side tidbit here. 313, it is mentioned, is the same number of Nabi Dawood's army that defeated Goliath. It is also the exact number of the people of Badr. The coincidence of it, subhanAllah. We have the list of the Sahaba. 313, Allahu Akbar. So there is something in this, Allah Alam. Please, it doesn't mean that now there's something special. My Maskavi must be 313. You know? But Allah Alam, that there is a number, there is something in this number that Allah chose in it, that the Rusul, the messengers, were 313, and the people of Badr, the Sahaba, were 313. And then Abu Dhar asked, who was the first of the Anbiya, the first prophet? And he said, Adam. Adam was the first man, obviously he's the first man, and the first to receive revelation. Nabi Adam was not the first messenger. Nabi Adam is the first prophet. The first messenger will come down in our series. Who is the first messenger? The first of these elite prophets, the Delta Force, the first of them, will mention when he comes. So of the Anbiya, there are 25 which Allah have mentioned by name in the Quran. And over the series, inshallah, I hope my niyyah for us is we'll mention their stories as much as we can. I mean, if we take one per night, we'll just about finish the month. Some of them deserves well more than one night. Nabi Musa, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Ulul Azm. So we'll see how much we can do. But I hope, inshallah, everyone here, and it's good for the kids also, to know the stories of the Anbiya. Another technical question. So now we know who they are, and this is sort of the agenda for the next month, inshallah. How does Allah communicate with him? What makes you a Nabi is Allah communicates with you. So how does Allah communicate with you? Allah says in the Quran, وَمَا كَانَ لِبَشَرٍ That it is not befitting that for a human, أَن يُكَلِّمَهُ اللَّهِ That Allah speaks to him. It is not appropriate that Allah speaks to a human being, إِلَّا except وَحْيًا Except that Allah sends a revelation. أَوْ مِنْ وَرَاءِ حِجَابٍ Or Allah speaks. So a revelation is not direct speech of Allah. It comes, almost like, as Mona Dawood Sam said, Dark Lady Nabi the SMS. And I asked Nabi Dawood, Mawlana Dawood Samson says that it's almost like the words enters the mind of the Nabi. Or he sees a dream. Or WhatsApp, but it's directly into the heart. It's a WhatsApp into the heart. So that's wahi. And we'll talk about the Sahaba would see the Prophet ﷺ receiving wahi, how he physically would change. So that's one form of communication. The other is min wara'i hijab. Allah speaks directly to the Nabi. The Prophet, a Prophet. But there is a partition. There is still a barrier. It is not completely direct. And this is the highest form of revelation. Nabi Musa experienced it once or twice. And the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam experienced it once on the Isra and the Mi'raj. It's a very, very rare form of revelation where Allah does not have any kind of intermediary. It is as close as you can get to Allah. This is Allah says, but it's still min wara hijab, that there is still a barrier between Allah and the messenger. Oh, yursila rasula, oh Allah sends a messenger to the messenger, meaning Jibreel. Allah sends the angel Jibreel to deliver, convey a message. to them to reveal by his permission whatever he wills. Indeed, Allah is most high and most wise. And so we spoke already here, what is the difference between a messenger and a rasul? And we see this, all right, we mentioned that every prophet is someone who received revelation. Every prophet is someone who received some form of revelation from Allah. Allah communicated with them in some form. But the messengers have a higher degree. Now, what's the difference between the two of them? And here the Quran doesn't give a definition, the difference between the two. But by going through the different stories of the Anbiya, it is very clear the most prominent prophets are messengers. And the best example is in the time of Nabi Musa. Nabi Musa, of course, is the one Allah speaks to directly. Nabi Harun is kind of like an assistant. Nabi Musa is the Rasul, the messenger. And Nabi Harun, Allah says, and Harun, we made a Nabi. We made Harun a Nabi, and Musa is the Rasul, is the messenger. So what appears to be the conclusion is that a Rasul, he's got a much more difficult job. He is sent to establish a religion or to revive Islam to a people that reject Islam. Nabi Adam, for example, Allah speaks to him, but he has no shirk to deal with. The people, there's no people he's coming to, he's not having to fight against a people. Whereas a messenger has to deal with opposition, major opposition. Whereas a Nabi sort of follows the Sharia of the previous Nabi that came before him. He almost assists. And that's one definition we can think about. Allah says about the Nabi Sallam, very interesting thing, that Muhammad is a Rasul and is Khatamun Nabiyin. That is the final prophet, not the final messenger. If he was the final messenger, there could still be prophets after him. But Allah says he is Khatamun Nabiyin, that he is the last prophet. Nobody will receive revelation after him. There is no prophet and no Nabi after him. And so what did the messengers, so there's so many, 124,000, did they all come with a different message? We conclude with this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ O Muhammad, we had not sent a single messenger before you, إِلَّا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِ except that we said to them, أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَعْبُدَنِي Their message was identical. Their message was, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ that there is none worthy of worship besides me, so worship me alone. There is none worthy of worship besides Allah, so worship me alone. Every Nabi, from Nabi Adam until Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from those who came to the Amazon jungle to the Aborigines in South America, in Australia, they came with the exact same message, that there is, your Lord is one, worship him alone, and this is the Sirat al-Mustaqim. So inshallah, we will continue with our first Nabi tomorrow, Nabi Adam, inshallah. Our quiz, we always have this quiz, as we know here in Burhanul, it's very popular. If we don't have the quiz, Ismail is going to severely slaughter me. So we have the quiz, Ismail, inshallah. The first question, how many Anbiya are mentioned in the Quran? The quiz is wrong. It should be how many Rusul are mentioned. Oh, so how many? Okay, how many Anbiya? Okay, it's fine. Yes, that's right. How many Anbiya are mentioned in the Quran? In the Quran, yes. 13, 25, 33, or 313. How many Anbiya are mentioned in the Quran? Right, that's correct. And then just A, B, C, or D. Right, you must choose. Anbiya's prophets. How many prophets are mentioned in the Quran? Okay. How many prophets are mentioned by name in the Quran? Okay. And then one or two quick announcements. Our orphan program, mashallah, is the one thing we try to do every year in Ramadan. Two weeks from now, Saturday, we'll be bringing the orphans, the Muslim orphans from all over Cape Town, taking them out for the day and giving them iftar. In reality, every single one of us should be sponsoring an orphan monthly, if we can. Every one of us should. But subhanAllah, if we don't do it, at least on Ramadan, can we sponsor an orphan to have an iftar and to have a goodie bag so that they can go home? SubhanAllah. I mean, think about your kids and my kids. We are, la samahallah, might never be the case that other people need to care for them. And so if you can, part of your sadaqah for Ramadan, sponsor an orphan. Ya Allah, I've never sponsored an orphan the year, but Ramadan is the month. I'm going to sponsor an orphan. So inshallah, 450 per child, maybe as a group, as a family, 10 of you come together, 45 rand, we can do it. For those who would like to feed people every night in the month of Ramadan, we've got our social welfare soup kitchen. And then of course, fitra and fidya, every time this question. Fitra is zakatul fitr at the end of the month. Fitra, zakatul fitr, this is at the end of the month for every person in your household. Young, old, fasting, not fasting, 84 rand, you need to pay per person if you can afford it. Fidya is for the person who is unable to fast. Granny is too old to fast. so-and-so is a diabetic, he can't fast. For a person who's unable to fast every day, they must feed a hungry person. And we do a calculation, and so it's 33 rand. You just give 33 rand to Buddha Talib, and then inshallah that money will go to buy a meal for a hungry person. And that inshallah, as Allah says, He wants to make easy for you and not hard in the month of Ramadan. If you cannot fast due to illness, this is a permanent illness, right? If you're traveling, that's a different story. You have a cold, you have some kind of infection, you make the day up. But if you are permanently unable to fast, then every day you must pay a fidya. And inshallah, we will sort that out for you. Bi-ibnillah, may Allah accept that from us and grant us the best Ramadan. Ameen. Wa sallallahu sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi sallam ul-salim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.